This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back, and of course, we've got some really significant things going on. I have Josh Bernstein here. Josh, you told me on the break here you don't have any major news on the audit yet, but I'm sure it's going to come here shortly. The audit in what I heard in New Hampshire from your video clips you played is kind of hanging because the people they've got inserted in there to try to select the forensic auditors are a bunch of longtime Democrat criminals who have been around here forever, almost like, you know, they're like an ancient virus from the crypts of the Egyptian pyramids. Some of these politicians are Democrats going back many, many times, don't they?
Yeah, right now what's going on in New Hampshire is not good at all, guys. It really isn't. Right now, the New Hampshire Selectmen Board has chosen verified voting, which is a George Soros-connected left-wing auditor, and Mark Lindemann. And they are the ones that literally sent a letter to the Arizona Senate President Karen Fann, asking her to stop the audit in Arizona. So in New Hampshire, they just picked an auditor that tried to stop the audit in Arizona. This is not good. This is not good. I would contact BOS at boardofselectmennewhampshire.gov.
Right.
BOS. Yeah, I believe that's what the email address is.
BOS at, what's it repeat again slowly?
Hang on, I'm gonna get you the exact one. I'm looking through an article. I want to see if they actually have it here. Hang on. It's BOS at, and then I think it's BOS at. Board of Selectmen NH.gov.
Right. Now, I've got two of the videos that I've got the text up here. It says, is it legal? Many companies and colleges are now openly engaging in medical coercion. I mean, I heard your audio when you said this, you know, they're going to give $1,000 and you've got a starving student or whatever. They've got their funding is drying up or whatever. Giving $1,000 to a starving student, yeah, it's dangerous, but I'm a tough guy. I'm going to go take a shot. No, you're not. You take that shot, you may be the end of your life. You might get a college degree if you live long enough. But if you do, you're going to be a medical disaster zone. And, you know, I have to deal with even my own family because people thought, well, I'll be fine. Well, maybe because you're my kids and you're taking a ton of vitamins. But if the average person that doesn't take all the rescue stuff, you, as they say in the military, you're going to be screwed and tattooed. Not going to be pleasant, is it?
No, it's not. You know, the problems out there right now, I'm just trying to read it. They literally had this meeting last night, and they turned their backs to the Board of Selectmen because the Board of Selectmen apparently are not budging. And
really? There's
going to need to be a much more robust fight here. And I think it's going to entail going to the Board of Selectmen, people from out of state, are going to have to flood into New Hampshire, and they're going to have to rally outside, and they're going to have to scream at the top of their lungs. They're going to have to do whatever they can to get these people to back down. It's not phone calls and emails anymore.
Right.
So if anyone listening lives in Massachusetts, Vermont, Maine, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, take the trip up to Windham and do it now, right away. And yell and scream at the top of your lungs that these people need to resign and they need to pick a different auditor. We cannot let this stand. I mean, the Patriots in New Hampshire's government did the right thing. You know, it passed the Senate 21-0. It passed the House 24-0. And then it was signed by the governor, Chris Sununu. It's called the Windham Act, and it was allowing for forensic audit. So they won the entire process, and now it's the last minute. The left is going to defeat the right? by picking the bad auditors? No, we cannot allow this to happen.
So, what's your prediction?
I don't know. Honestly, right now, my prediction would be that New Hampshire's audit is not going to be anything earth-shattering, earth-breaking, because you're going to have people that are cover-up artists doing the audit.
Okay, so, I got two, and you're going to be really active.
They need to.
Here's what I'm going to predict, and I want you to analyze it, because I think this is, number one, we're probably going to get a positive result of the audit in Arizona. It'll start domino effects in other states, although they may not have right away, but it's going to have and culminate probably by the fall. If by the fall we have these culminating audits causing a writ of quo warranto, Trump's on his way back, but he's still pushing the vaccines, but by the fall, people are going to start dropping dead like flies. If they do and Trump comes back and continues to push, we're going to have to go to, say, a lockdown of martial law, because now the Indian variant version of this virus is now probably back in the next few weeks. We're going to start seeing a massive surge of new cases of virus based on the prediction that the virologist said that the chemo shots would induce mutant versions that would be more lethal in the past. Well, so far, for a while, we were lucky. The ones in South Africa weren't more lethal. This one in India looks like it's more lethal. Now, if my prediction is correct, which we're going to have good contacts in India, and they told me that, if we don't stop the virus and things like my EDUCAP, and it comes back, probably what's going to happen when Trump returns, he will be blamed for this. Of course, you want to blame for everything, you know. Oh, it's them, or sorry, it's Putin and the Russians, right? Even though really our biggest enemy right now is China, and China's actually just a tentacle of us. Those biological weapons, which are vaccines, were all totally given to the Chinese by us. Just like 9/11 was not done by Arabs, it was done by us. That blew up the World Trade Center with a contract. Israeli micronukes were put in there, bond contract by the NSA and CIA. And we demolished the World Trade Center and the thing. We're now demolishing civilization. And it was American-based biological weapons companies that did it. Okay? Anybody wants to argue with me, whether it's the gene clade analysis, say, oh, we don't understand what the virus is. I have dumb doctors who try to say the virus doesn't exist. You're an idiot. I have the gene clade. I can send it to you. You can actually see the breakdown of each specific gene and which one is mutating to. Okay? But wait now, my prediction is this. Number one, if the domino effect works, by the fall, Trump will be back. If it doesn't work, when the people start dropping like flies, people are going to freak, and you're going to start to see what I call zombie-like behavior. Armed citizens and military resisting the vaccines like death. And that's why I predict that if we don't have the audits creating a writ of quo warranto when people start dropping on the fly this fall or early 2022, you're going to see the government try to declare martial law. They're not going to do it against millions of armed civilians that are having their guns taken away, and their society's blowing up in their face, including their dollar. I predict that if we don't solve this, the economy's going to be a pop. And people are going to lose it. And it doesn't matter if the government doesn't do it finally by the means of the law and the operation of the government, by properly auditing and getting rid of Biden and Harris, people are going to lose it by the fall early next year. I predict that if we don't have a writ of quo warranto and remove Biden and Harris legally, we're going to have insanity take over our country. Because when people start dropping dead and people start clicking their guns, locking and loading, it's going to get nuts. Does that make sense?
I don't know. I mean, that could be the case, but I'll tell you right now, the Patriots in New Hampshire, they better not just stand up and turn their backs and scream resign anymore. They need to take it to the next level.
Right.
They need to get to a situation where they can stop these Board of Selectmen scumbags that want to...
I think what they need to do is have a citizens committee and arrest these people. They need to stop thinking that the normal operation of government is operational. I mean, the founders of our Constitution basically knew there are points of time in the distant future where these kind of things happen. Eventually, that's why we have a First and a Second Amendment, because they knew that if the government took away our Second Amendment, we would always fall to tyranny. And unfortunately, a lot of younger people and people that don't understand, our guns are not to shoot people, they're to maintain a bulwark against tyranny and totalitarian control. That's it. They're not to shoot people, they're to defend justice and wisdom for all. Isn't it?
Exactly.
But people don't get that. It's for shooting people and say, you're a moron. Like, I don't have my guns here so I can shoot people. I have them here so people won't dare try and do things that are unethical or illegal to try to grab my ass and take me away either to civil detention or to force vaccinate me or my family. If they try to, they're going to die. And I want them to understand that. No, but I want to shoot them. I'm a Christian, but I will shoot the buggers, and I'm a very good shot. I can curl a wire at 30 yards, so they're going to die if they mess with me. And I think we need to know that. And see, a normal, rational person has their guns not because they want to shoot somebody, because they don't want to shoot somebody. In fact, when Trump built up the military power, other countries won't mess with America because their military is strong. When you're weak, that's when you're in danger. So as Biden underfunds the military, we are more and more at risk of a nuclear, chemical, biological war, aren't we?
Certainly be, yeah. I mean, we've got
all my military contacts tell me that every day. I want to talk to them. If Biden's setting things up and aggravating the crap out of Putin and calling him a murderer, what the hell do you expect? Yeah, maybe he is a murderer, but guess what? You make dinner for your friends, you make treaties with your enemies. How's that?
There you go.
So, when can we schedule my my video interview with Joshy?
I gotta.
You gotta get a find sometime in the next few days of the weekend. We gotta get this out here.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
I know you got a tough schedule. You're changing next week. Now, you want to do this right away? You'll be on Mondays instead of Wednesday, Thursday. You'll be off Wednesday, Thursday, but you're on Monday, Tuesday, and Friday, right?
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking.
That's fine. I'll do it right away. But I need to schedule time with you, and I'm very flexible. It can be any time, early evening. You'll be on a weekend. But we've got to go to this video together to get it out to the avenue to people about all the aspects. There's 3 or 4 aspects of this virus. Number one, They designed the virus to create what's called the vaccine. The vaccine was designed to actually sterilize people, number one, kill a lot of people, number two, but apparently to actually mutate the virus so it fairly strange would emerge by the actual vaccine, so we call it chemo shots, that would kill even more people and create lockdowns. But they wanted to collapse the economy, but they want to make a certain class of cyborg humans I call cybercommunism. So cybercom is my term for the form of digital communism, which is far nastier than regular communism, where they can do, and they're doing a lot of the tests in China. By the same tech companies that go back here to America and say, that works so good in the Chinese, I want to do it to you Americans, or Europeans, or anybody. So what I see coming up here is the deep state, which is the fourth industrial revolution. I've got Klaus Schwab's book. It's really simple. These people are morons. They think that they want to turn us into kind of farm animals and put a chip in us and dumb us down to the point where we'll do anything they want. They want us to not have male or female sex, don't have babies anymore, obey and just eat slop, you know, eat compressed insects as our meat, one hamburger a month of compressed insect meat. That's what they want. And they want us to comply. They give a guaranteed income. You get so much slop a month. You have a high compressed apartment with, you know, digital walls, so it may only be 400 square feet, but it'll feel bigger because you have a digital wall. I mean, people don't get it. That's where we're going, do they?
Well, I don't think they do. No, I have.
Well, they're going to. I get in their face. You see, I don't have a nice personality. You know that. I got an in-your-face personality, and I want people to realize that this isn't really open opinion anymore. I don't know where it's all going, but I can tell you the two or three or four options I see coming are all bad. It's almost like it's like somebody telling you, you're meeting, let's say, a medium of Satan. He's going to say, well, you will die, but there's three different ways of dying. You can be flambé if you're, let's say you're a krill or you're something to eat for seafood. You can die by flambé, or you can be sautéed, or we can just dice you up. So in other words, we're being told by the globalists, one way or another, you're going to die or become a robot in their system. And any of these options that they're offering people, and they don't get it yet. They think somehow if they just shut up and keep on dancing and wearing their face diaper, that everything will be okay. And it's not going to be okay, is it?
No, I've got the phone number. It's 603.
Let me work it down. Who's the number to?
603.
Yeah.
432.
432, yeah.
7732.
That's, and who is that to?
Wyndham, New Hampshire Board of Selectmen.
Wyndham, New Hampshire Board of Selectmen, right?
Yep. And then the email address is BOS.
B isn't Bob, by BOS, right?
Yep. At Wyndham, Wyndham, NH.gov. So BOS at Wyndham, New Hampshire .gov. And that's WINDHAMNH.gov.
Yeah.
I suggest everybody call that number and email them.
I'll embed that on the text in the Deagle Network so that when they're there, they see the number in the text.
Yeah.
You're a very good analyst at this. Now, I like to play out the. I don't like to play about Vegas. I like to kind of war game it up. It's like all the options I see a ton of people, like even the conference I'm going to attend at the end of the month, talking, speculating all the negative things that are going on right now, but doing a damn little nothing about it. Now, I'm doing something. I have the first line kit. I started building it 20 years ago because I knew this was coming. I have the rescue kit, and I have ways of monitoring to see if it works. I have the first one with oral immunization technology, which is very simple. It takes the sigma-1 protein that was sent here by Dr. Lieber for the 1,000 Talents Program. Now, it's told us by Francis Boyle because we built all the components of this bioweapon. This bioweapon was built by the U.S. military and the U.S. government, and we try to blame the Chinese. It's freaking ridiculous. We don't know how to have a wet market. No, you got a wet brain, not a wet market, okay? It's stunning to hear these people talk, and they act like they're experts. No, they're just disinformation ops. And unfortunately, a lot of the people even on our side here, in the so-called conservative side or the truth side, they're full of it. They won't interview me. They're terrified of Deagle. Deagle's like a loaded cannon on your neck. You don't want to interview that guy. He's a pain in the ass. He won't shut up when you tell him to shut up. I got to tell you the truth. What we're facing is the destruction of civilization. The worst nation now under the gun is the portal city of Israel. They have the highest chemo shot rate of any nation. It's really disgusting. At the rate they're vaccinating, half the U.S. population will be vaccinated by the fall. That means if they start dying within 9 to 18 months, we're going to have hundreds of millions dead. Military personnel, health professionals, people involved with policing and so on are forced vaccinated. College students are vaccinated. They're otherwise healthy are going to start getting very sick and very dead. This is not funny. This will be the greatest disaster in human civilization, and people don't get it yet for some reason or other. I don't understand it.
I don't know, man.
I do. I think people have got lemming syndrome. They figure if they shut up and just stay in line with other lemmings, they're going to be okay. I was never like that from the moment I was spawned. I don't think I was born. I was spawned. That's why I was pronounced dead on arrival. I was a spawned kid, okay? Ooh, you mean Deagle was spawned? That sounds like the devil. No, I've been bought by the blood, and I'm an ancient Hebrew Jew and Christian, okay? I have both Jewish and Hebrew blood in me. And let me tell you, people, I'm going to kick some ass here. And once I get enough resources financially and otherwise, I want to build my own damn network. And once you're well enough, nobody will shut you up and say, you need to shut up, Deagle, when I'm a billionaire and I'm able to donate billions of dollars to major people around the world to have new educaps to stop this or help other health issues. They're not going to shut me up. I'll need to have my own private army. Okay? So you need to know out there, people, I'm not going away anywhere. Now, I want people that are scaring the hell out of people, and a lot of people I've interviewed, to start listening. We have to provide solutions. We can't just kind of tell people all the horrifying things the government is doing to us, because they're doing it to us. It is our governments in the last century that killed 250 million people. This century, now just started the 21st century, they want to kill most of the rest of us, 90%. This is not a joke. I'm not exaggerating. This is happening as we speak, and they don't even see it, do they? What do you think? And we're going to provide verifiable solutions, like take the first line defense kit, take the rescue cap, take blood tests and imaging studies to prove that we're rescuing you. Get the EduCap and actually identify you got T-cell immunity, and you can, because the combination of the carrier state, which, by the way, coexists with the virus when you're vaccinated by these chemo shots, it guarantees you're going to be a carrier. You're going to be a super spreader, because once you got the vaccine, you have no T-cell immunity to stop it. When you pick up the virus, it's going to stay in your carcass until you're dead and in the ground, fertilizing. These shots make you a victim of being a carrier of the virus. Isn't that wild?
It's insane.
It's so damned evil and clever, you got to say, you got to give the devil his good. He may not be, he may be a mean, nasty son of a bitch, but he's not stupid. And his minions here on Earth. He may be a lot of things. He's not dumb. He's twisted and self-destructive and suicidal, but he's not dumb.
Well, these people, they actually knew that all these patriots in New Hampshire were angry and pissed off and that were coming to this meeting at night. So
right.
These, that's what they are. They decided to change the venue without telling anyone, and they
right.
did it in private so that no one was going to see them.
Oh, really?
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family. Now, get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call
8- USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden's goal is to get 70% of adults at least one vaccine dose by the 4th of July. The administration also saying they're going to reallocate some shots to states with higher demand. Speaking at the White House, the president also saying that the most vulnerable are being vaccinated.
And as we stand here today, almost 150 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. Over 105 million Americans are fully vaccinated. Among our most vulnerable population, seniors, we're nearing 85% of those who've gotten their first shot. 70% of the seniors are now fully vaccinated. It's a dramatic turnaround from where we were in January.
The Biden administration also saying roughly 6% of remaining U.S. troops in Afghanistan have been withdrawn. This is USA Radio News. Millions are bracing for severe weather today as storms roll through from New Mexico to Delaware. Dangerous storms are expected to target the south, including Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Tennessee. On Monday, storms went through Atlanta, Georgia, and Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms tells NBC's Today Show what she saw when she looked out her window.
Got up and I went to the back of the house and I looked at the trees and I thought, I've never seen that before. They were bent sideways.
In your backyard?
In my backyard.
Officials are looking to the skies as parts of a massive Chinese rocket are expected to hit our planet this week. The 100-foot-tall core of a rocket that launched a space station module from China last week is expected to soon make an uncontrolled re-entry to Earth. Chances are high its remnants will hit water. And you're listening to USA Radio News. News. Radio News. No news.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871. Bringing nutrition and medicine together.
The good news today, I'm going to be talking to Simon right after. I don't see it up right now. But I have on the OB on my stream, if you go to Periscope, you can sign up and see the First Nation membership, which is like $16 for a person, $32 for a family. First line link on the Eagle Network, First Line Defense, and the vaccine pre and post links back to NutriMedical. But to be a link, you can actually pre-purchase the edge cap at $1,400. It's also going to be a total write-off. You can write it off against your taxes. You also have the responsibility to pay for the lab tests, about 125. The certificate's probably another 25 or 50 from Dr. Royal and the First Nations Board, where it can be referred up to all the way to the United Nations and the International Court of Justice in The Hague. Now, I thought of all these things, steps through. Now, luckily, this morning after I did my application, yesterday, I got my EIN number and PayPal, and my guy's going to actually set up to actually have a pay system. I found this morning for Dr. Minkovich. He's got somebody who's going to take over shipping my products all over the world. He's already got a system set up here in California. We'll have giant shipments of thousands of bottles, and he'll ship them anywhere in the world when people want them in Germany or India or wherever. I'm also not greedy. It's hard for people to believe this. I want enough money to have power to get exposure to people and force the truth in their face. And I also want to make sure that people realize I'm not here to kind of beat down these people like Dr. Mahdi and Dr. Tenpenny. I wanted to realize, yes, I'm glad they alarmed everybody. They have better ability to deliver that alarm than probably me, because people listen to them and they, you know, very convincing, especially females are good at discussing things and are good in scientific and very knowledgeable. Both of these are super knowledgeable. I have interviewed, I think, a couple times Dr. Dolores Cahill with you. She's recently been fired from her job in Ireland, so she can't come on a cruise of the thing probably until June. Which is not that far, it's just next month. But what's going to happen is Dr. Minkovich will be on the board, probably Dr. Dolores Cahill will be on the board, both immunologists, by the way. And I'm also building up tests and imaging study panels that I'm going to do on my site. And it's not going to cost you anything. It costs nothing to get my protocol. If you're a doctor in Germany or India or wherever, I'm going to put my protocol, what you need to take, and what kind of lab tests and imaging studies, the standardizing radiation protocol based on Richard Fleming's standardization patents so that you can compare image A, B, and C so you can see if someone's getting better or not. I'm a scientist, firstly. I'm a spiritual son of the Most High God, first. Then I'm a scientist, second. And thirdly and finally, I'm a doctor. But the doctor is the last hat. The first one is to serve God and my fellow human beings. I'm not greedy. I will donate by, you know, not just give it to them. I'll donate by allowing them to, at a small fee, replicate my bioreactor and my technology in any country. If you want to make it in India or Brazil, I'll show you how to set it up, and we can do it in a matter of days and get the bioreactor to you. It's that simple. I also want to replace all vaccines. I want to be able to make an EDUCAP for all cancers, all autoimmune disease, and even gene silencing of aging. So a century or two or a thousand years from now, they'll remember that God gave me the three keys of Methuselah, and they'll remember me because when someone dies, as it says in the Bible in the book of Revelation at 100, it'll be like the years of a child. People will only die of things like war, stupidity, and violence. They will not die of aging anymore or disease. It's going to change the way medicine's done. It'll be like the ancient system of the in China where you pay your doctor when you're well. You only pay when you get. You stop paying them when you get sick. We should have a maintenance protocol for identifying what's wrong with people before they get sick and then fixing it before they actually develop an avoidable disease. And because we don't approach medicine that way, like we don't approach the car like I call the Lamborghini Countach effect, I call it. If you had a very fancy car, you'd fly in a technician from Italy because your car is $7 million. You'd fly them in your private jet. You'd have them set up jack your car up in a private garage. And he'd take out all his fancy tools from Milano. And he'd tell you with a very strong Italian accent, "I'm glad you flew me into your private jet. I have your $7 million car. And I found a few minor things. You drive near 200 miles an hour. You were going to die, but now you won't. You can drive 200 miles an hour and you will not flip out and die." See, this is what happens to our medical system. Our system is designed with fee-for-service to feed off people as they are like prey. I call it the carrion effect of healthcare. Pretty nasty, hey?
Yeah.
And when you see a blackbird on the side of the road getting the roadkill, or a condor eating something that was recently dead, you realize that's the way the medical profession treats all the public.
Yeah.
Nasty. People say, "You're making exaggeration." I said, "No, that's the problem. I'm not making exaggeration." And people have to accept the good and the bad and the ugly with me because, to be honest with you, I'm not really socially the nicest person you want to have around. I don't shut up when I have to see something, even if it's in the wrong place for dinner. I don't accept your opinion unless it's based on evidence and logic. Even if you don't have to be smart, but if you're just kind of honest, I'll accept your opinion if it basically has logic, evidence, and personal experience. And I'm willing to learn. I don't think I'm all knowing. I think I'm all learning. How's that? All learning. Is that a better term? I'm all
that's
questioning.
That's the best
All learning rather than all questioning. I don't assume. In fact, I wake up in the morning and say, "God, I don't know anything." God says, "I know. But I'm going to pour more into your head and you're going to teach others because I'm going to make you the Lamed." The Lamed means one who brings forth others to wisdom. Just like a guy called earlier today in the show. Wants to know the thing about Psalm 91:1, which is my favorite scripture in the Bible. He's under the wings of the Most High God. And my friend Colonel Lynn Wells taught me that. The Bible is tabbed on top, and he was a supercomputer that calls from the President and Joint Chiefs of Staff to activate the activation secret for submarine launch and nuclear-based, land-based nuclear missiles. And he's a real believer. He's one of my best friends back in the 90s in Colorado Springs, Colonel Lynn Wells. So God had experiences to kind of kick me in the ass or in the head with his spiritual stick and get me smartened up. And I'm not smartened up because I'm wonderful. I'm smartened up because I listen. I shema, I hear and do. And when I screw up, which has been often in the past, I screw up much less now. I'm not socially a genius. I mean, just stupid things like the. Even when I was asking questions from these ladies, I flirted a little bit. I wasn't completely crazy, but, you know, let's put it this way. I gave them more credit than I probably should have because they were saying all these things about how bad it is, but had no solutions. And then when they knew that I had solutions, they didn't give me credit, which is really not good. It's like, I think, personally, if you've got a terminal illness and I can't save you, I don't want to tell you. I'd rather you live the last 2 weeks of your life and happiness before I scare the crap out of you because you're going to die. If I can help you, I'm going to tell you what it is so we can avoid it by doing proper things. And I think it's cruel to tell people horrifying things if you don't have any solutions or someone else in your cadre that has solutions, right?
Exactly.
So I hope that my guy Simon will get this up today. If he does, you'll be able to pre-buy the EDUCAP. And then you get it delivered probably the end of May or the first week of June. You take one pill a day, 7 days. There'll be enough in a bottle for four people, maybe husband, wife, and two kids. And if it doesn't show adequate antibodies after 2 weeks, we're going to repeat. So you might say husband, wife, they see it when it works. If it works in 2 weeks, you know what it is. If it doesn't, you can donate your bottle to your two kids or two friends, and then they can get the test and order the lab and find out if they're positive. And we want to build a database. They all have to sign up to my Deagle Network newsletter, which is free, no charge for it. They also need to make sure they're going to be legally liable for the cost of the lab, which is, I think, $125 per time they do it. A special lab. It's a federal certified U.S. lab. And a legal certificate, which I don't know what it is. It's probably like simple $25 or $50 to prove you got a legal immune passport. Well, if you're in the medical profession or military personnel, you have the choice to take 7 pills a day of my non-toxic EDUCAP and do a blood test 2 weeks later and see if you've got immunity and get a certificate. I really think most people that have 2 clues, maybe not even 1.5 clues, are going to say, where the hell did this guy Deagle come? Hey, guess what? He was spawned, not born. Born dead and arrival 69 years ago, and God raised his sorry carcass from the dead to save people at the time of the end. So I think of me as a medical Moses. I'm the guy with the manna, or the thing to make you survive like Moses did, to survive the coronavirus, which the globalists are putting out, to sterilize you, to kill you, and make you a cybercom citizen of the satanic elite superstorm desert of the world in these giant super cities they want to make you slaves so they can move you across state lines anywhere in the world to make whatever they want, and they make you a cybernetic slave that can never have babies or have families. How's that? If you think I'm exaggerating, please, I beg you, I crave battle. Call into the show live, 877-317-6432. If you have video, we have a new video number 2 up there. Angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well. Where they got 1.3 billion people, if I am correct, and I think I have got lots of evidence now that there's a super virus that's been exploding there, and also it's doing a super shedding of much more toxic spike proteins and microRNA. Dan, you still there? Yeah, it looks like Simon. I'm not sure what he wanted to talk about next because we talked earlier. Yeah, hi Simon. You had some more comments. Go ahead.
Hello there, Dr. Beagle. Yes, I sent some information through to you just today. There's a gentleman by the name of Dr. Surya Kant Tripathi, who's the head of respiratory medicine at the King George Medical University in India, and he's also the vice chairman of the Indian Medical Association Academy of Medical Specialists,
right,
which is basically their team of guys whose job it is to think outside the box and come up and
Well, my friend Dr. Talil Lal, who's actually an infectious disease expert, worked with Hong Lin Lee, they actually funded our bioreactor. He'll get his money back, and it's all the foundation. We'll give him cut him a check. So he's not going to lose his money. But we need to connect with these people because most of these people will think out of the box, but to be honest with you, medical training and education in general makes people who are box thinkers like me. They beat us over the head until we shut up. Now, I have the personality structure of someone who's made of titanium. I'm like a titanium ball bearing in the candy bowl of life. And so whether it's my parents or teachers, whatever, they tried to beat it out of me, and they never could. And so to be honest with you, that's why even the comments by my wife says, everybody hates you. They hate you because you won't agree with them. They hate you because you try to think that they're stunned, and they don't want to hear from you when you're at dinner. You talk about the virus or the vaccine or the other stuff. Well, they have to, because right now I'm dealing with situations even in my family, and I'm sure there's many families around the world, that they've had relatives that have been exposed to the virus in the vaccine. And if you're a younger person, why the hell would you take the shot if you have to do a proper test, which the ACE isn't a proper test? If you've had exposure, which most young people in America had, I'm willing to bet that it's 50-60% at least or more of young people who already got antibody titers that they do not need a vaccine, but yet the colleges are going to force them to. And what's going on in India, if this vaccine system actually pushed the mutation to a new super virus, we're in a lot of trouble because they're going to get out of India. They're not just going to be a few planes leaking out. The people with enough money that a private jet are going to arrive back carrying the virus. And it's going to arrive in England or South Africa or elsewhere, and then it's going to spread eventually to America. It might take a month or two. Hey, it's a coming sucker. And the problem is, unless you have a universal way of getting rid of the virus, which, by the way, everybody with their vaccine chemo shots doesn't, the only person that has a solution is Dr. Deagle, because I got something to block the sigma-1 protein. And I can prove it with a blood test. So you're going to have to, they're going to have to pay attention and stop criticizing me that I didn't publish my stuff last year when I worked with Bill Singh. I didn't want it stolen. In fact, when I had to go over a few months ago and fight in the patent because the patent office tried to raise stupid comments about my patent that I went over, my lawyer said, look, I've been patenting for 4 decades. This patent review person over at the U.S. Patent Office is an asshole. Tried to raise issues so they could try to disable my patent. And, of course, we dealt with all of them. My patent, when it comes back, means I will be able to make EduCaps for replacing all vaccines, replacing treatments for cancer, autoimmune disease, and even gene silencing of aging. And not just for humans, but for animals that eat food, and for any other animal out there that may be developing a disease state. If you have a dog getting a certain illness or your little bunchy birds, you can use exosomes for treating them. It's the USB drive of all memory for the immune system of all living things, right down to insects, and the solid-state memory of every living thing that's recorded when they have a nervous system. I have made the discovery, the ultimate discovery, of the key of life. How's that?
Well, the other thing that you should be aware of is the CDC has issued revised guidance that if people come in exhibiting symptoms of coronavirus and they state that they've already had their vaccine shot, the hospital's been told that the CT count used to test people for coronavirus who say that they've already been vaccinated should be 28, and for people who haven't been vaccinated, it should be 40. So they're trying significantly to downplay the positives, whether they're false positives or not.
And yeah, of course they are. So what do you think of that comment, John? Because I think what we're facing is that they're trying to run away. You see, the big news media can't hide the fact in countries all over the world. And now I'm working with Stephen Fox trying to get injunctions with actual judges. I'm trying to file with the judges myself here in California and elsewhere. I'm working with a law firm in New Mexico to injunctions against forced passport vaccinations. They can't hold it back. The news media is losing it. They can't control the fact that so many people around the world and doctors all over the world that don't have the same vaccine court we have here in America, where they passed a law in the 80s under Ronald Reagan that allowed people to get away with murder. I call it vaccinocide. Now, you know, the first time I noticed something really bad with the vaccines is one of my patients who had the acellular pertussis vaccine. I mean, many years ago, and I said, this is not right. Something wrong here. And that was not really that bad. Then when my daughter had the acellular pertussis vaccine, she was 6 months of age, I had to intubate her on my kitchen table in Enfield, Nova Scotia to save her life. And I started researching, I got angrier and angrier, and I realized the lying bastards that were teaching me medical school residency to believe bullshit so it would kill people. And they don't give a crap. And I realized a comment by my professor, Dr. Robert Brown, who told me when I did my PhD at age 20 by sleeping on the lab floor, said, you'll have a full professorship before you're 28, Deagle. If you go into medicine, you're going to find doctors who are serial killer, egotistical, mass murderers. And guess what? They are. They're gutless, egotistical mass murderers.
Yes. Now, Dr. Deagle, what is happening in the Indian subcontinent, basically, is occurring in apparently Baluchistan, which is one of the provinces of western Afghanistan, and also, Pakistan, and it's also affecting Pakistan, north of Baluchistan, as well as India. Now,
well, that's that area, by the way. That area is the area between the boundary zone between China and India, Baluchistan. It's up near the area of the boundary between China and India, too, isn't it?
Well, to a certain extent.
Part of it's in the boundary zone. Anyway, what I'm saying is this is going to spread. As much as they think it won't spread, no, this is going to spread. And my prediction, if it has, and I think it's very highly a little predictivity of this, that it is a new emergent super strain. And even the shedding effects of people who are vaccinated is much more toxic to people around them. Now, we know that in pregnancy clinics here in America now, and this is people that were pro-vaccine, that took the vaccine, they're discovering that because they did, now their periods are all screwed up. They're affecting people who didn't get vaccinated, their periods are screwed up. There's toxins, and there's two major toxins are most likely. Spike proteins, number one, which are shed like crazy. Number two is what I call infotoxins. Yeah. MicroRNA from the people who are vaccinated is screwing up the informational ability to control the immune system, to prevent cancer, autoimmune disease, and such fungiform encephalopathy.
Now, this the information, Dr. Deagle, the information here in the United States has been suppressed for about a month.
But they can't suppress it much longer. And yeah, there's enough alternative media and so on. What's going to happen, especially in other countries around the world when the message gets back, Biden and the rest of them are going to be blamed because, you know, they were trying to blame Trump before, but Biden's been trying to suppress this for some time. And now he's saying he wants, even the news media, I saw articles there that Alex had up, that said, you know, we're going to see the light at the end of the tunnel when we have the first thing, when you realize you finally have liberty when you get vaccinated. No, you won't. You'll finally have the final step of the mark to be slavery. You take these friggin' shots, you're on the way to being the devil's little pet. How's that?
Yes. Now, a month ago, I received a personal phone call from New Zealand from a woman who was very concerned because she had a tenant, a young woman who was living in her home, and they share the same washing machine, and she was concerned about the shedding, a term which we had not even been informed about a month ago.
Right.
So America is the last area to be informed about this.
It doesn't matter. It's eventually going to happen. But it does Americans once they find they're going to get mad. Now, initially, it's people like on the more conservative right side. But Democrats are not suicidally totally stupid. Once they realize that the vaccinated are actually dangerous to everybody else, they're going to get mad. And, you know, there's a lot of people that are flipping that used to be considered Democrat are now either independent or they're turning to become Republican. Now, the problem with Trump is he's such a knucklehead. He still had his wife and daughter just vaccinated last week and was all, you know, angry that the R&D, the people were pulling, the FDA and the CDC were pulling, at least temporary, pausing for 11 days, the J&J vaccine, the one that's the double-stranded DNA vaccine and the viral carrier. Trump, shut the hell up and do you talk to Deagle. Please, shut your mouth, as they say in Italian. Shut your mouth, son. You open it, you're going to ask, the other conciliator is going to get your ass. Don't do it.
And you better listen to John W. Spring, too.
He needs to have, he needs a mano-a-mano talk with the Bill. You want to talk to Guillaume, Deagle. You talk to him, he's going to make you straight. They'll worship you, think you're fantastic if you talk to Deagle. He said he's inspired by you in March. Don't do this, Trumpy. Don't do this. He'll blame you. You'll become the Antichrist. If you go back and power this fall and people start dying, they'll say, you did it, Trumpy. You killed my aunt, you killed my wife, you killed my child, and now killing me. Don't do it, Trump. Deagle will sort you out. He cares about you. All right, smarten up, Trump. You like that?
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.